It's time for Real Estate Now with the Carandy and Dunn team of Keller Williams Realty, Eugene and Springfield. Your hosts, Jennifer Carandy and Catherine Dunn, are sisters, realtors, and one of the top teams in Lane County. You may know them from their popular How to Sell Your Home seminars. Now, let's talk real estate here on News Talk 590 KUGN.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Carandy.
And I'm Catherine Dunn. The question we're going to answer today is, how do I handle multiple offers on my home?
Okay, well, the very first thing that you should do is check the expiration date of each offer. Every offer expires, some within hours, some within a day or two. So look at the expiration date, and then you'll know how much time you have to respond to the offer. The next thing to do is to ensure you have an offer from a qualified buyer. If a buyer is paying cash, there should be a verification of funds attached to the offer. This could be a current bank or brokerage statement showing they have liquid funds to buy your property.
And if the buyer is getting a loan, a current pre-approval letter from a lender should be attached. A solid buyer is someone who has met with their loan officer to have their credit checked and has submitted all the necessary documents to fulfill the lender's pre-approval process. The next step after that would be to review the offers one at a time. And as you review them, ensure the offer is completely filled in and signed. Keep in mind, you don't have to review offers in the order they were received. You can look at them in the order they were received if you want to, but you can also look at them all at one time and choose the one you want to work with.
It can really help you compare offers if you make a list of the price and terms of each offer. On your list, write offer number one and the buyer's name, and then write down the price they're offering, what their down payment is, the earnest money deposit, what personal property they want included, what inspections they're asking the seller to do, and if they're asking the seller to pay a portion of their closing costs, write that down too. And finally, write down what the closing date is.
Just doing this simple exercise can really help you see the differences between the offers. If you have offers that are similar, here are some things to think about. First, has the buyer and all their family members seen the property? Or are there any other decision makers that could come along at a later date and change the course of the transaction? It's important to know that. If you had inspections done in preparation for the sale, has the buyer received those inspection reports and reviewed them? Did the buyer write a personal letter? Are there any contingencies? Does the buyer have to sell a home before they can buy yours? And if so, is their home already listed on the market? What inspections are they asking you to do? Are they asking for any personal property? Look at the closing date and possession date. How much time are they allowing you to have to move out? Are they asking you to move out on the day of closing? Are they giving you a few days, a week, or more?
Generally, with an offer, you have three options. You can accept it, reject it, or counter it. But the first step is to review the offers to determine which buyer you want to try to work with first, based on their initial price and terms. As you can imagine, there are a lot of terms to consider when deciding between offers. Consider, too, that if you have more than one qualified buyer who is offering price and terms that you're comfortable with, you can ask one of them to be in backup position.
Now, there's a lot more to dealing with buyers to get the highest price for your home, and that's why we conduct free seminars on how to sell your home for the highest price. In fact, we have seminars coming up, and you can see upcoming dates and locations at EugeneRealEstateNow.com.
That's EugeneRealEstateNow.com. That's all the time we have for today. We'll talk to you next week.
And that was Real Estate Now. Jennifer and Catherine want your questions to air on future shows, so visit EugeneRealEstateNow.com to submit your questions. That's EugeneRealEstateNow.com. Then join us Tuesdays at 7:15 a.m. for more Real Estate Now here on News Talk 590 KUGN.